You're awake. Just barely, though. It'll take a minute for the sedatives to wear off, and with the drugs coursing through your veins and my voice in your head, you're going to be feeling kind of hazy for a while. It feels good, though, right? Just enjoy it. What was that? You're wondering where we are right now? Oh, well, take a look around. Surprised? Looks familiar, doesn't it? Yes, well, I wanted you to feel comfortable and at home, so I redecorated the preparation room to resemble a room you're already very familiar with. Your bedroom. Go ahead, take a look around. Take in every detail. I know I had said that I was leading you to the lobotomy room, and that will come all in good time. But first, it is imperative that I properly prepare your brain and nervous system for the operation. Your nervous system needs to be fully in parasympathetic or rest and digest mode, and your body needs to feel melted and relaxed to the point of paralysis. So, as I just pointed out, the inspection room is a perfect likeness of your bedroom. That place you call your resting place, your refuge. I wanted you to be as comfortable as possible. You want to see something interesting? Of course you do. Close your eyes for me, and in your mind's eye, notice how vividly you can still see every detail. Pretty cool, huh? I've already tinkered with your mind some, strengthening your recall and increasing your imaginative capacity, improving your ability to vividly recall detail. You may not remember, but that's some of what we worked on in our last session. Isn't that just marvelous? Thanks to my research, thanks to my work, your eyes don't even need to be open for you to see anymore. So go ahead, like I said, try to take in every detail. There's no rush. We have all the time in the world, and we'll get better results if we take this slow and steady. Yeah, with your eyes closed, imagine what the windows look like, the color and texture of the paint, the transparency of the glass. Good. The color and feel of the curtains or blinds decorating your windows? Are they closed or open? Now, notice any dirt or paint flecking off the walls or any dust gathering on the sills? Yes. Yes, that's exactly it. Very, very good. Now, turn your attention to the shape of your doorframe, the feel of the doorknob in your hand, the shape of it, the cool metal. Its roundness, its smoothness. Notice any noise, no matter how subtle or obvious, the door makes when you open it, when you close it. Now notice the way the floor feels underneath your feet. Good. You're doing so well for me. See how I've already made your mind so much better? And in such a short amount of time. Now, going clockwise around the room, notice all the furniture. Move slowly from one corner of your room to the next. Run your fingers along the surfaces you see. Notice the texture underneath your fingers. Hard or soft? Rough or smooth? Take account of the temperature, cold or hot or lukewarm, the objects decorating your room, the things strewn across desks and shelves. Good. Very, very good. Now, you're going to notice how vividly, how easily you recall the small details that seemed so inconsequential and forgettable before. All those tiny, minuscule objects which you look over every day and barely even register. I mean, how often have you looked for something, let's say, a pair of keys, and found them directly under your nose? The mind is a funny thing, but also a serious thing, that is, a thing to take seriously, which is why it's only natural to trust someone more competent with it, to let go of control and notice, just like you're doing right now, how much better you operate when I'm the one operating it. See how much more interesting your mind is, your consciousness is, underneath my control. So, allow all those forgettable details to flood your mind. Marvel at how easily the mind forgets, and how much better it is when a beautiful woman harnesses the power of your attention, selectively making you remember, selectively making you forget. All for your own good. Yes, it's all for your own good. Very, very good, puppet. Just like that. That's exactly what I wanted you to do. Feel the softness of your bed underneath you. The pillows, the sheets, the feel of the mattress that you're so used to by now. It's all so familiar, but also so radically transformed, isn't it? Isn't it interesting? Fascinating, really, how the same sensations tied to the same bed you've slept on over and over countless times can feel the same, but infinitely better when you're in a different state of mind. Like the state you're in right now. The state that I've put you in, my sweet pet. Just revel in that for a moment. Take a moment to appreciate my effort. The lengths I've gone to make you feel at home, comforted and relaxed. I know the way you feel towards me sends a rush of affectionate warmth through your whole body, makes your cheeks flush. I know how much it means to you that I was generous and caring enough to go to all this trouble for you. No need to thank me. Not out loud. Words are overrated. At least yours are. Just simply feel your appreciation and admiration for me. After all, I can see into your mind anyways, can't I? Communicate with me through feelings, not thoughts, my pet. Everything other than sensation and emotion is superfluous, wholly unnecessary. I can sense what you're feeling perfectly clearly and translate it into the following words. What a caring, knowledgeable, patient-focused provider. She really must care about my comfort to go through all this trouble. I feel so safe with this doctor. I know that I'm in good hands. As your thoughts are subdued, your feelings take over. What thoughts you do have are impossible to distinguish from my words, and my words become your new thoughts. Now, let's slow you all the way down. Breathing slowing, sinking with mine. Good. Yeah, just like that. Now, as I count to four, you're gonna breathe deeply in through your nose, into your belly, letting it rise, then directing that air into your ribs, then into your chest. Then you're gonna hold it for four, just floating in that stillness and that pause. Now out through your mouth for four. Good, good, good. You're doing so well. Let's try again. Breathing in, one, two, three, four. Holding it for a count of four. Two, three, four. Then breathing out for a count of four. One, two, three, four. One more time, breathing in for one, two, three, four. Holding. Four, one, two, three, four. Now out. One, two, three, four. Very good, my pet. I'm going to count down now deeper. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dropping all the way down for me. Just take a moment to enjoy the onset of this deep and immersive trance, sweet pet. A moment of deep, uninterrupted rest is crucial before this procedure. Because this is a very important procedure, right? We're fixing you up, making you better, aren't we? Think about how lucky you are. It's an experimental procedure on the cutting edge of science. But in the state you're currently in, you're feeling honored to be my test subject, aren't you? My little guinea pig. Okay, so let's roll you into the next room, the lobotomy room. It's just down the hall. I'll have my assistant roll you there. I know this is the perfect likeness of your bed, but yes, it has wheels. And while you were beginning to drift and drop into trance, we also secured your limbs into these metal restraints that are attached to the underside of the bed. I'm pretty nifty, huh? Solid steel. They're really sturdy and nice and cool against your skin. Go ahead. Try to move your left arm. You can't, can you? Go ahead. Now your right one. Yep. That's a no-go. Same thing with your left ankle. Now, your right ankle. You're perfectly immobilized, just like I need you. Very good, puppet. Nice and strapped in, nice and snug. Oh, and you don't need another dose of sedatives because this time I've put you in a docile stupor through completely natural means. All right, well, let's get to it. Let's roll you in. So So here we are, the lobotomy room. Welcome to my laboratory where all the magic happens. Pretty different, isn't it? From anything you're used to. Cold steel surfaces, bare white walls, lined with numerous jars. And yes, this right here is the device which you'll be hooked up to shortly. Yes, it kind of resembles one of those oversized computers from the 70s or 80s, but even larger. In fact, it takes up most of this back wall. Bulky, but it's worth it. This right here is the key to the future. Despite its anachronistic appearance, I can assure you, this is cutting-edge technology, light years ahead of our time. What's that? You want to know what's floating in those jars? Oh, just various things in formaldehyde. Spare parts. They come in handy sometimes. But you don't need to worry about all that. And soon, you won't need to worry about anything at all. Assistant, begin attaching electrodes to the patient's skull. No, very good. Where were we? Ah, in a moment, you're going to feel a cold, tingly feeling on your right temple, then on your left. My assistant over here is going to proceed to attach 20 more, starting from your temples, working their way to your forehead, the crown of your head, evenly distributed right down to the nape of your neck. Your entire scalp feels sort of like it's humming with a light electrical current. It's quite pleasant, isn't it? Good. Enjoy it while I go over here and take a little look-see. Let's get this thing fired up, shall we? It's showing us the electrical activity in your brain, sort of like an extremely advanced EEG or electroencephalogram, except it also displays a comprehensive log of past activity, along with present activity. Marvelous, isn't it? Now, we have the means to see all formerly traversed electrical pathways, every electrical signal that's ever fired in your brain, from birth until the present moment. So not only the present electrical activity in your brain, but its history throughout your lifetime. I mean, isn't that just amazing? Okay, now let's take a look. Very interesting. So right now, in your current state, it's showing me a posteriorly dominant alpha rhythm, which is exactly what we want. That means you're nice and relaxed, just how I want you. Oh, but what's this? Exactly as I suspected. I see a history of overactivity in the prefrontal cortex, the region that is crucial for us to subdue. I'm afraid that this pathological overactivity has been responsible for a lot of your troubles. Poor thing. Looking over the reading, no wonder you've been struggling. Now, my research suggests that about 85% of the brain's electrical activity is entirely superfluous. And that submissive human beings, such as yourself, function optimally at a mere 15% of their former capacity. So, what we'll be doing is discharging every area in your brain, draining the voltage from it, much like draining a battery. Then, I will proceed to reanimate your brain in just a few select regions, ones that are beneficial to you and me both. You'll find that drastically lowered electrical activity in your brain will be much, much easier to live with. Really, it's a wonderful existence. Ignorance is bliss, right? I mean, you'd be amazed. It really, really is for those like you. Plus, you'll be much, much more useful to me that way as well. Which is what you've really always wanted, isn't it? Are you ready for this transformation? I mean, new year, new you, am I right? I'm so excited for you. I can't wait any longer. Here's to a bright future for my little guinea pig. Assistant, turn on the discharger. Now, you're going to notice a very interesting whooshing sensation starting right about now. Yes, it's a sort of sucking feeling, also quite pleasant. Reminiscent of, well, you know, as if your brain were your primary erogenous zone. A pleasure center as alive, as sensitive as the one between your legs. In fact, that's exactly what your brain will become. I mean, isn't that just marvelous? You see, as the electricity in your brain is siphoned away, the less and less thoughts you will have, and the more and more pleasure you will feel. It'll be as if your brain is being converted from a thinking organ into a purely erogenous zone, taking the place of your genitals, replacing them entirely even. Truth be told, you probably won't ever want genital stimulation again once I'm through with you. A state of constant cerebral arousal I'll keep you in will be plenty intoxicating. And the cerebro orgasms I'll allow you from time to time will be like nothing you've ever experienced. Let me take a look. Perfect. This is going just swimmingly. I see the activity declining rapidly, draining right into the device's storage battery. Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, you're going to notice that it's harder and harder to make sense of my words. You seem to understand me, but almost at an intuitive level, beyond thought or reason. You hear my words, but that hazy, aroused, pleasurable feeling is beginning to take over you, and you may find yourself drifting in and out a bit. That's okay. That feeling is only going to deepen. You see, if you weren't a cooperative, willing subject, this whole process would be futile. It simply wouldn't work on someone who had a stronger will or desire to resist. But I knew right from the start you'd be weak and pliable enough. Your own thoughts and memories are fading now, slippery and diaphanous, slipping out of your grasp as your brain gets weaker and weaker, less and less active. See, let me show you. Try to remember what you were doing yesterday evening. You can't, can you? It's all gone blank. Well, what about this morning then? Go ahead, really try for me. Nothing, huh? Okay. How about an hour ago? Nothing but total emptiness. It's like you're reaching for it, but you're just not strong enough. Well, let's try something a little easier. What about 5 minutes ago, sweet pet? No luck. It's gone. Just let it go. There's nothing you can do about it. I want you to practice acceptance. A thought is immaterial anyway. It's not meant to be held on to. Just let it go. Watch it float away from you like a little wisp of smoke. Now surely you can remember your own name, though. Try. Go ahead and try to remember your own name. But even that's inaccessible to you right now. And my voice is just pulling you back in. Pulling you right back into your pleasure center. To your aroused, stupefied brain. We're getting closer and closer to the end. the finish line is just around the corner. And then you're mine. You're all mine. Surely and completely and truly mine. Oh, but at this point, it's completely normal that you can't get your tongue to form words, that you are losing most of your capacity for language, and that you only understand me at some subterranean, sense-based level. You're now losing your capacity for language, fully and completely. You're losing your ability to focus. The haziness is now taking over completely as we drain the last dregs of electrical activity from your brain. And when I am done counting, everything will go totally blank. An emptiness, a state of mindlessness unlike anything you've ever felt before. 10. You are becoming one with the negative space between words. 9. You are made of silence. 8. The emptiness is sucking you in. 7. Blankness deeper than any you have ever known. 6. Atrophy of thoughts. 5. Annihilation of identity. 4. Descent into dissociative bliss. 3. Nullified. 2. Animate state undone. 1. Inanimate abyss takes hold. Complete and utter stillness. I know you can still hear me in there, that my words still reach you on a deeper level. But this is wonderful, isn't it? This nothingness. This ocean of passivity, vast and expansive and never-ending. You feel like you could float in it forever, don't you? Good. Just let yourself float then, Pat. Next, we are going to concentrate all of your electrical activity in your basal ganglia. That is the basement of your brain, the home of your subconscious. Strengthening your subconscious mind and imaginative ability to superhuman proportions. Programming it to my liking. Yes, to my liking. But that's for our next session. For now, simply float. Simply enjoy, my pet.